The University at Buffalo's Gary Giovino edited a portion of the new report that showed that more high school students have smoked in the past month than adults. Overall, fewer youth are smoking, but those declines have leveled off because programs designed to make tobacco use less normative and less socially acceptable are becoming afterthoughts thanks to recent state budget crunches.
Not enough of the money from the taxes that are collected goes into the tobacco control programs, and I think that's a problem. I think that's almost immoral.
Less than 2% of New York smoking taxes, which are the highest in the country, help people not start or quit through programs. Many states have become reliant on tobacco taxes to balance their budgets, which means they need people to keep smoking, says Giovino.
There's certainly concerns states do become dependent on the dollars. Over a decade ago, tobacco industry executives are saying, we like it when governments get addicted to our money, to tax money from our product. I think we need to take a step back and reevaluate. I mean, this is the kind of tax from a public health perspective I would hope that we would look forward to never collecting someday.
Giovino says the limited number of anti-tobacco programs are becoming overwhelmed by the $1 million a day the tobacco industry spends marketing their products in New York State alone. For WBFO and AM 970 News, I'm Daniel Robison.